Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Speaking of heritage, I mean, it is Heritage Month, and you know, our heritage is passed down in many ways, right? Through stories, through language, through the way we dress, the way we dance, the music, food also being one of them. In fact, can we park there by the food aspect? Not only because it's my favorite thing in the world, it is. Listen, nobody stands a chance, okay? It is also one of my favorite things to talk about. I think you've noticed this. Right. But also, food also tells our stories, our heritage as well. Like those recipes that have been passed down from generation to generation. And still to this day, you actually still prepare udombolo like your grandmother did. Because your grandmother learned it from her mother. You understand? Those generational foods and recipes as well. And in fact, it must be done in a specific pot, which was also then passed down. You understand? In fact, Untlantlankosi on Twitter sent us a picture of his tutu, porridge, that she still prepares like her mom did. That's something in a recipe that has been passed down. This is, in my family as well, we do it as well. Well, you mix umilimili with water and you put it in a closed container. You let it ferment for a few days and then you make sour porridge. Oh! If you've never had it, you have not lived. In fact, I apologize for such an existence that is missing this experience. Oh, so good. So delicious. Yo, yo, yo. In fact, all throughout December, that's the only breakfast I have because my mother does the exact same thing. Oh, hey. I'm sorry, Ntlantla, I just got distracted. I can taste it right now, okay? For me as well, I think a recipe that definitely represents my heritage is somewhat of a form of idombolo. So we call it udodohoi, ne? I'm pretty sure you have a name for it. So basically, you make a stew, ne? In a big casserole pot, right? And then you also put idombolo in one pot. So really, then idombolo cooks with the steam of the gravy. Let me tell you right now. You have not lived. Hey. And sometimes on idombolo, you can eat, there's a bits of the gravy and meat parts. Hey. Yeah. In fact, my dad used to actually make it for us, you know, when we were younger. He got it from his aunts and uncles, Usisoi, who used to make. Hey. Yeah. I know. You miss home. You miss your people. It really just is a beautiful thing, hey? So, talk to me. I want to know those recipes, those foods that have been passed down from generation to generation. Who is the person that makes it in your generation now? You understand? When you get together as a family, you need to make sure that you make this particular recipe because, of course, it represents your lineage. You understand? In fact, in Christmas, la is our sweets. Hey, can we talk about that? As black people, I think that's our heritage is sweets. Custard, nejeli, and the tinned. Hey, okay. All right. I just want to know. Is there a specific time that you prepare this particular meal? Is there a particular point or holiday that this particular meal is attached to? I want to know. Let's chat about heritage and food. And also, let's get hungry together. Talk to me.
Absolutely. Do we have that person? That's my sister, Margaret. Nice. Like everything my mother used to do and the way she used to do it, my sister does. She's like, she's taken over our mother role since we left, lost our mother. So when you talk about fed cook and mince, whether it is that same dombolo industry you were talking about, exactly the same. My mother used to do it and she does that as well. But you're talking about your carrots that is mashed, you know, just the right way. And she knows all of those things.
Oh, man, that sounds delicious, Chantel. Thank you so much.
Anyway, mina ngiphume eShawela, obviously. You know, simnandi idishanga obviously eShawela ipapa namasonja. Obviously, papa namasonja mina do not no mkhulu endabo mkhulu manje no flop. So no every Monday manje no sokalela
niwa. But I like that we're creating those traditions with ourselves, you know, mkhodu Mondays where we don't do it at special occasions. Monday in, Monday out, mkhodu. Please, man.
There's certain foods I only eat as per mama, like your umleqwa, idombolo, because she's got a certain way of making those dishes, and I cannot seem to get it right. I have tried, I have watched her do it, I still cannot get it right. No mkhodu. Those three things, I only eat them if my mother made them. The rest, I try, guys, but it doesn't measure up, eh? It does not measure up, no. I've given up on trying. So if I want, I ask mommy to make and I go fetch. That's how bad it is.
Let's go to Israel. Khonsi, how are you, sir? Bab Khonsi. Khonsarini, are you there? He's not there.
Hello.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah, because you called the wrong place. I'm from Pretoria. Israel.
Oh, it is friend. Kaloku computer I am so when I'm from Israel. It's phone yako. It's phone yako. I'm on a location. So, phone on Israel. Yeah.
That's actually, I'm in the south actually now.
Yes, one, the multi-location. Khonsi. Talk to her one day. Talk to me.
That previous voice note, I can tell you right now, she's using the wrong pot when it comes to mkhulu.
What do you mean?
Drip food, Juana, drip food. You can't be using your limogen here in drip
food. Don't use limogen and flavor, energy. Man. Yo.
Then you must put it on drip food. Fire, not gas. Fire.
Yeah, bagaloko.
Right? Exactly.
Make so sure what are we putting clean. Into the pot, girl? Because we've discussed the pot. Sfaga and ngaphakathi.
Keep mkhulu fried. Keep it original. Mm-hmm. Don't put spices.
Yes.
Big stock and salt.
Very good.
Keep it original.
Back
in the days, like in 1886, there was no rajas. Just salt. This is how I used to do it. From my father and my uncle, they were brothers. They used to do it every Sunday.
Oh, yummy.
The most interesting thing that I wanted to talk about was that recently my wife, she's like 29 now. We had a ritual, you know, ancestral ritual ceremony. I did not know my wife can do this, but then, there were people who were so drunk. I was like, baby.
Hey.
David Jr.
Are you the danger?
What happened? My grandmother. Oh, your grandmother.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
I did not know that. And I'm so proud of her. Like 29 years.
Imagine. And I'm pretty sure right now she is put on request in Google for future events. Khonsi, don't come alone, please. Please. Even if you don't come, bring your wife.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, Bra Khonsi. Hey, it's a good time where Khonsi and his wife are there. What a good time. Talk to me. I want to hear about all of those foods that represent your heritage that have been passed down from generation to generation. You prepare it the same way in which your mom made it, your dad made it, your uncles made it as well.
My sister has kept all the recipes.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to cooking, the way my grandmother used to, my sister and my cousin brother. So those two, even if it's the fat cook, that doesn't have a lot of oil, not a lot of sugar, it's just nice and fluffy inside, crispy on the outside, the cookies, it don't bowl, there's quite a lot of them. But my sister and my cousin brother,
And also, I think we see, I tell Linda, because at the end of the day, it's an art form, hey? To get it just right on the outside, just right on the inside. And also the cookies, my biscuit. Oh. Hey, okay.
Do umphokoqo sis nenkukhu eqinileyo ukuthola ugogo amasiphekile sis ngiyakutshela. Afake lo bhontshisi o brown, afake nalo bhontshisi o green, aqeda thi beef stock. Hayi ngiyakutshela ugogo wami bekazokuphekela umphokoqo dali. Yo.
Uthi bhontshisi.
When you talk about food, you're reminding me. There's a semp that umamam bekayipheka and from my siblings, I'm the only one who can cook it perfectly.
Oh, wow.
The way my mom used to cook it. She would cook it on a low heat, ibe soft. Afaye ama sugar beans. She will even add peanut butter and then leave it for about an hour and then ahlanganise. You know, this year marks 17 years since my mom passed away. When I cook that semp, my sisters will say, you see, this is mom's.
I need to know about that peanut butter part because, I'm curious, and I'm not even, I don't want Anfunuk like that because it works. It's been 17 years of you having it this way. I want to know, can you make a split? You know where we are, right? One and two yen smuts. I'm just putting it out there. Please, just pick it tonight and then, yeah, nothing. Yeah. Oh, Zandil, how are you?
Hi, Andy.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Wonderful. Talk to me. What are some recipes that have been passed down to you?
I'm that person. Oh, hang on. When I'm that person, the go-to person in something, I'm that person.
Good.
because I'm Kulena Gogo, so you know when you go up with a Gogo and just the two of you, you know all the recipes. As my favorite one is the Glanama Benji. You know that canned peaches, the homemade
of
one.
Of course. Wait, there's homemade one? Wait. How do you
know? No, not the one either, after 2 days. You know, you just go to your cheese, you take some peaches, the right ones. Not just any peaches, the right ones.
Oh.
You know, and then the right shapes, you just cut them and then, you know, a boiler yana for some time and then you add your sugar, you put them in a pot. So our new one, no matter what mean, you only eat them the festive season.
Ah, Zandile, you're lying. Oh, Ngosiam. I think maybe that's the ancestors telling you. So don't share the recipe, please, man. This is for me and my family. Oh, imagine. So you can make your own. Okay. There's other peaches outside of the ones in the tin. Okay. We're learning new things today. All right. Talk to me. I want to know about the recipes that have been passed down from one generation to the next in your family, in your upbringing as well. When you were younger, your grandmother and your aunt used to make this particular recipe and then they taught you how to make it as well. And now you make it specifically and you have now teaching your children as well how to make it this specific way. And in fact, part of the recipe, in the first line of the recipe says, do not remix. You understand? Those kinds of recipes. With Opey's Bend Up, it's the caucus of the day. All right, ladies, talking about the foods and recipes that have been passed down from generation to generation. Are you the custodian of those recipes? Are you the one to, okay, a Christmas mbali is going to make a cabbage gakoko? No.
She is.
I don't think about it.
Yeah, she no. cooks. She no, I cook.
Okay.
I definitely cook.
Eggs,
but I'm not
boiled
the...
eggs? Okay, yeah, that's hey?
Yeah,
I'm just saying. Okay,
I'm not the custodian of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think also it's because I come from a family with, like, you know, amantombazane sibaningi.
Yeah,
and my sister has always taken up that role.
Gotcha.
You know, so she cooks like a lot, and so she takes the recipes. You know, and they're mostly from my mom. I'm not gonna
good.
Lie.
Good.
Yeah,
okay.
It's mostly from my mom. No, mam kulwam. So. Mm. Luckily for us, they're still alive, so we haven't completely taken them over.
Good.
But yeah, there's certain things that I know. Like I was telling Juliet yesterday, like I will recreate it, like, because she's very specific.
Okay, good.
You know, like,
but those are the
specific
recipes, the specific ones.
Yeah, and I can't even share because she doesn't even do anything
special.
Yeah, you know, she doesn't put a lot into it. But I always tell, it's like, Ngatiman, there's like this love that comes into, you know, the food.
Yeah.
I heard like one of the feel-gooders was saying, you know, when your mom slow cooks something and she takes her time with it. My mom will cook istambu literally the whole day.
Oh, yeah.
Like when I say the whole day, it's like literally the whole day. Yeah. And she doesn't even put a lot, man. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of spices.
The same.
Simple. Mm. But when you eat it, it like... it.
The flavors, hey?
It feels like love.
Mm. There was a days where istambu was just wholesome and salt and you were done. And it tasted like revolutionary.
Heaven.
Hey, Juliet? Hey.
Oh, so in Uganda, right, we also have the roti. We call it chapati.
Okay. Ah,
my mom makes the
delicious.
Best of those. Yo. And I still can't get to make it the way she makes it.
Yeah.
And the shape. And I don't know what she's putting in, but it's not the same as any other shop.
But does she do flavored ones or just plain ones?
There's a certain flavor that I'm not too sure about.
Yummy.
That I probably wouldn't say anyways.
Okay, just make sure that you're the custodian so that, you know, you can pass it on to your friends and your colleagues.
I should actually ask her. But she's also good with what you'd call poikikos. With the actual pot for it. Not any pot.
With fire as well. I'm hungry. Why am I hungry all of a sudden? Let's talk about this food and the heritage, of course, that has been passed down from generation to generation. It's the foods and the recipes and the specific ways that you have been taught to cook them, because that's how you get the flavor out. And most importantly, that's how your family makes it and the generations of the family that have come before. Talk to me. I want to hear all about it.
Hi, my Andy.
Hello,
for me, it's my auntie, Tansile Kanyile. Wow. That one, she's a copy and paste. Yo, I capage. Yo, the smell. Mina vele ngifundile emaphoto ngoba vele. Hayi, angikho interested, angifuni uvula amashuba. But the smell, yo, yabona uma kunemcimbi, siyazi ukuthi i cup i umngushu or i stamp kuzodependa upheka ini. Sazi isike uncane, is true isike. And then inkukhu yokuhlatshwa eyayo. Okunye ke sengazenzela lento enifunga uyenza ndlale ngamaphoto. Kodwa lezi siyazi ukuthi wo. hey, now we cop and paste kako kwamba it.
Yeah, and some people just have it, eh? Some people just get the knack. You understand? Ah, Samantha.
And the mamela. Kabo babambe by 6, yes. Manje basele by 4, by 2. We 4 young kitchen. Yonkele 6 and mebazo pegela. Ubabam amakeke. Manje amakazinam 90%. Baya pega bonke. Ba pega yonkindo. Kono specializa nge tombolo. Kono specializa nge matin. Usiswam ingimlamayo endi. Amakeke. Yonkindo. Masinyane nje. Uvela ati shwashwashwa. Upume nyinto ngakazi uyibone. So nje cishe ifamily yonke yayithatha leyo nto le and ebona bayithatha kumama abo.
You know how beautiful that is, because once you guys come together, I'm sure, hey, the menu, son. You don't have to call each other. Everybody knows that me, I'm there by the cabbage. Me, I'm there by mleko. Oh, beautiful thing. You never have to hire a catering company. Do you understand this? Hey, some families kumnandi, man. Hey, ma, let's say, ma, how are you?
Hi, Andy Jani.
Ngkhona uJane Springs.
Kumandi. Good night.
Okay, all right. Talk to me.
Before I talk about my ukoko, I wanna say to my mom, nobody cooks a cabbage in jungle, my mom.
Really? Ufagan, mm-hmm. What does she put in?
Oh, my mom was like a simba, so she would use, she used to bring a mass smoked beef. But now apparently Uta Fage, I'm a smoked beef. She cooks it the way the cabbage nitwai ka and
yes.
Mangabe she wanted to eat is sweet kulu. She would just put potatoes, but my mom cooks cabbage like from scratch. I braai, ibe brown and ibe mandi. So I just wanted to say hala to my mom. Nobody cooks cabbage just like my mom.
Does your mom still work at Simba? Mama, let's see. Does she still work at Simba?
Yeah, Simba, because
it's and Andy. How many packs do you get a week? I'm sorry, I know we're going off, but...
They only buy maybe once a week, but if you want me to hook you up, I can hook you up with a packet of chips.
Springs, it's the distance is not, you understand? Okay, now let's get back to business. Now that we've sorted out our deal, yes.
Do I get too much now? No, Mazimba, and this one cool. And Alela, this day, Ukoko, then you could and I will could see Coco, Mamma.
You
better speak a lot in my course. If I land your dog or now in the Isawa, no porridge, I imagine lap in the Kulisangayo, but I would not lay the Cayenza, Andy. I end on your condensed milk, maybe, see.
Uh-huh.
And then she would add a little bit of flour, and that's what they be sticking around.
Is this in a porridge?
Yeah, it was okay. Kind of like a, sort of like porridge dessert, but no, are we like to say what in dawn, but I did I tell you, condensed milk, decondensed milk, yellow, mama tresha 90s, milk, I end the eat, and it must say thickness, I think she's a flour, and then.
The way in which you're describing it, I'm just, my mouth is salivating. Imelkos, isn't it a milk tart? I'm thinking of something else.
I know we had a milk question, but it was so different, and it was when it turned out to be white. And you know, we stick over lap. Yeah, yes, you condensed milk.
And there's no one you can ask about this recipe. Mchambi, your mom, the aunts, uncles, some board.
I'm the babus. What my mom did cut in a corner. My mama put the cabbage. I did not put you better. The things I shall. That's why she could have seen money and you would get over.
It's because of them. Oh, it's Yabonga, Valetime Springs. Then you've got two assignments. One to ask your mom from Lama Zimba,
so
from
much
17, and
me,
then the recipe.
Me, yeah. Me and you. So, there's a cooker up when I'm a chips on an
Indian. Nyatana, Valetime Siabonga. Mamori, how are you?
Fine, thanks, and you, Andy.
Wonderful. Did I pronounce your name right?
Yes, Mamori.
Okay. Mamori, all right, talk to me.
Yo, Rona Khemere, Andy. Mama ka o rutile ke friend ya gae mampisi. So mama ka I pass on to rona. A gona no ka excel. Everyone ha re ntse msebetsi go gae ba tla le di group ba se ba gore ha ira collect. Re tlo collect gemere and re tlo inwa. Yo and re eta overnight.
Oh, even better. Ima, what's the formula? Don't give us the whole recipe, but what's the formula to make a good jar of gemere?
Gemere, like if you buy like 20 liters, you buy a gemere, a box, like box of gemere, 500 grams, you have 50 grams, and then you buy your cream of tartaric sugar, and then we add on a foro. And then we cook it overnight, like kind of boil it, and then after that, we tell the 20 liters, we forget about 20 liters, we forget it freeze. Also, it's like a sauce.
So you haven't thought of selling this?
I'm thinking about selling it because of everyone they take ichemere.
And now you're giving it to them for free. Oh, it's 100 rand, 2 liter food. Because what are they going to do? Because they know the taste. This was advertising, be sales, advertising. And then now that 100 rand, 2 liter, what are they going to do? Nothing. They're going to give you. Siyabonga, Asumurine. Awesome, man. Let's talk about the heritage and food. The foods and recipes that have been passed down from generation to generation. Who's the custodian of this recipe? Who's the one person in your family that makes these particular recipes? Gomba, yo. I can feel. This is the way in which I grew up. And even now to this day, it tastes exactly the same. What are some of the foods and recipes that have been passed down from generation to generation in your family? And of course, with each generation, there's a particular custodian, somebody who is responsible and in fact was taught by the original custodian as to how to make idombolo, how to make, I don't know, something. Hey, ikhaphetshu, izambane. Oh, man.
Ipapa, elphekwe in the Pedi way, Northern Sotho people. Ngathi listef nyana kuma makaku, bakushaye futhi ngamautwana namalana, amathumbu wenkuku. Haya fryiwe, afrywa after that aphekwe, wathole nge curry. Ne onion on top love. Yo, ngiyakutshela kuyahlela. Udla uzo na ubhona.
On the streets, on the air. Wena ama NDs amaqoqoqoqoqondwane. What's passed down to me nake by my mom? I don't shame. Nasekaya kwami jardin. Umfazi would be like, my wife would be like, yes, and don't kawenze la dombolo, please man. Please kawenze la e dumbling. Maqondwane, yes, the dumbling. E dumbling elezwa ndim tumelwa kamloyi. Yo. Nam ndize ndizihle ndithi ya no. Ndifuza mama apha ke ngalo. Shout out to you. Thanks.
Oh man, I love it. I love that you know our foods can tell our stories. Hey, Prasbo, how are you?
Good on you, Andy.
Wonderful. Talk to me, Funzwen.
Hey, I mean, I'm a neighbor from the same time, Andy. I'm a meat lover for one.
Of course. So, of course. It's
my genius,
yeah.
Make sure that I'm a meat lover. So, that's one thing I've picked up.
Who taught you?
My father.
Your father, okay.
Yeah.
So, what was the, what did you say what the formula was?
Mangang nigi 340. You give me the meat, I do it for you.
What do you put inside, Budwam? Just give me two or three ingredients.
So normally sevenza equals salt, which is known as
salt.
Ah,
that's so true. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So, but there's a certain element, obviously, that you have to infuse inside, and then maybe if you want to make it much more nicer, you can chop in your green peppers and your onions, and that's the only thing you put in. Yeah.
Braspo, I want to ask you a question, and I hope you're not going to judge me, and I hope you're going to agree with me. Don't you find sometimes the coarse salt limdaga, the one that's got ibu brownyana, it tastes so much better than the clean one, le pagos chops? I'm just, maybe it's just me. I don't know.
No, I feel equal salt does more than just normal salt.
Yeah, yeah. But there's also different types. There's the ones, the coarse salt you get from the shop, ne? And it's white. It looks beautiful. But you can't le imdaga, it's ibu detinyana. That one, hey, life changing.
I've never tried that one since India.
Please try it,
Budwam. Maybe I'll give it a try.
Please.
Next time, yeah. I'll give it a try next time.
Yeah, it's coarse salt that's been through some things. You understand? So, my ngene nyamen, hey, it does the things.
Yes.
All right, no, we'll call you now one day. Mama, I'll call you now.
No, definitely. Oh,
don't worry. We've even got the wood, everything. We'll just... You can take over, Prasmo. We like it when men know how to cook, hey? It's a beautiful thing, this thing. Pass these things on, because why? They tell your stories, you understand? They tell your heritage, because why? When you cook the food, you tell the story of, oh, my dad taught me how to make it this way, you understand? We did it this way. 1, 2, 3, X, you're done. If we learn anything from today, please keep it simple, guys. Keep it simple when it comes to cooking. Invest yourself in the process rather than spice. Because niyazithanda spice, the sauce, and putting vegetables that have no business being in the stew. I'm just saying, am I taking out my personal frustrations? Sure. But I'm trying to fix the world here. Okay? Siyabonga.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.